At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. We are on our way. We are on our way to do this goddamn bullshit podcast that has not fucking, we haven't had a read in who knows how long. I don't know, you know, what the fuck.
It's mentioned in the New York, it's mentioned in the New York Times.
All right, relax. We'll get to that. All right. We stopped at Patreon because we just didn't have time. We still have 20.
To give what we needed to give, but yeah. You guys can still give what you need to
give.
Well,
20 people are still signed up, 21 people. So, and I don't even know where that money is. Kate has it somewhere.
She's stealing our money?
No, she just probably never sent it. We didn't ask for it yet. We should tell her to put that down. You're not going to sit there and do that, the whole article.
Wow, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the whole podcast. Now, we have a lot to talk about in like 35, 40 minutes because we have to go to rehearsal dinner for my daughter's wedding tomorrow. And I don't know why we have to rehearse. We've done stuff like this. I mean,
well, you should say I'm Rich Voss. I don't do mic checks. I don't do rehearsals.
I don't do rehearsals, you know.
But we get a free dinner.
Give me a cue.
This is the one thing we don't have to pay for, so we should go.
Yeah. Give me a cue and I'll do it. Oh, walk her down the aisle. Oh. I don't think that's going to be hard.
Which way do I go?
Yeah.
Ask which way you go. That's going to be a funny little sketch. I'll get it on. I'll video it.
Mm-hmm.
Then put it on Patreon.
Okay. Before we get into anything, can I just tell you how crazy Bonnie is real quick before I forget? So yesterday.
What mean thing are you bringing
up? It's not mean at all. It's just what you deal with, the craziness of you or maybe women in general. I don't know.
I don't know what you're going to say, so I'm uncomfortable.
I don't like to generalize and say women in general because it's maybe just your airheadedness. So let me just explain this real quick. the smoke detectors were going on the blink. So we took them down, two smoke detectors. They have 9-volt batteries.
They're not going on the blink. I thought they just needed batteries.
They needed batteries.
Although I feel like I just put the batteries in.
So anyhow, we take them down, take the batteries out. Bonnie brings over a new battery from my desk, puts it down. And then like a minute later, she says, oh, I don't know which is the new one or the old one. And I went, can I finish and tell? Yes.
No. Let me tell you what you did.
Because it doesn't make sense until I say step two. And then she said, oh, I'm not sure which one is. And I got mad. I go, how can you? Then she took one battery, walked across the room and put it on another table.
Because that's the one I thought was the good one.
She goes, see, I separated them. I go, yes, you did. You go, I separated them. I go, yeah, but we still don't know which is the good or bad one. She goes, well, I separated them now. Like, that would tell us which is the good one or the bad one. Yes.
I was putting the one that I thought was the new one. Here's what happened. In the middle of me bringing over the new one, and getting the old one out. You got the old one out. Then the other one started going off. So I put it down to go deal with the other one. And then that's why there was two there. It wasn't like
I don't know what I'm doing.
And as I put it down, I thought, uh-oh, this could be a problem. But I was still so focused on turning the other one. It's like going off.
Why don't you just hold in your hand and put it in your pocket?
I should have done that. And in my head, I said, I bet they're different brands.
I looked
at the brand of it and I thought, oh.
Well, the other one was right next to it.
The other one was exactly the same brand, unfortunately.
So you should have held
when
it in your
back,
pocket.
When I got back, I noticed that. Yeah.
But you don't think the whole thing
is. Well, I just was like, it's.
No, that wasn't any
fire,
major crisis.
Fire.
It wasn't a major
carbon
crisis.
Monoxide poisoning.
Whatever. But just the fact
you're
that
going to break a hip. Like, it's just telling
just,
you all
just the fact that she
wrong.
Moved one over to the other side of the room and goes, well, see, I separated
well,
them.
Then I was like, I think the one closest to me was
say
the
that.
One.
That's not what you said.
I know, but there was a lot going on. So I wasn't articulating properly. And for that, I'm sorry. I'm also sorry that I put it down, didn't put it in my pocket, which I probably didn't have a pocket. I'm sure I wasn't even wearing pants, if I know me, in the morning. So.
Well.
That's how that happened.
That being
folks.
Said.
And whoa, what a story we've got for the podcast today. Bonnie mixes up batteries.
No, it's not the.
Old Dizball Bonbon mixing up of batteries. Has that ever happened to anybody out there? You mix up your batteries, you get your old batteries out, get your new batteries there, and all of a sudden you don't know which is the old and which is the new, and doot, 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 doot.
It's not the mixing of the batteries, which it is partially. It's the fact that you would move one across the room and go, hey, I separated them.
Hey.
Like that fixed the problem. That's in your head, you thought that fixed the problem that we still didn't know. And I guess always in life.
Segregation with batteries.
I guess always in life, the furthest battery away from you is always the new one, I would imagine.
Well, then you wouldn't keep getting them mixed up. You got to try one and okay, that one's tried. That one's not good. It has to be the other one. You could do it like that. And then you put them both there. You're like, wait, did I just try that one? I don't remember anymore. You got to try it again.
Well, whatever.
Those kind of batteries you can put on your tongue and see if it's good.
Okay.
Those are still the old
9-volt
style.
9-volt. They don't have a new style. There's AA, AAA, 9-volt, D.
I'm a AAA and you're a 9-volt and it's just not working
out.
All
right. So now... let me talk to you about what happened with my roommate, Bonnie, how great things are. She just had the most amazing.
Well, I didn't know it was coming out today.
The most.
Obviously, I knew it was coming out because somebody followed me around for many days.
Amazing article in the New York Times. I'm telling you, if this doesn't catapult her, she's done.
Nothing will. Yeah, it's over. This is my last shot.
It's not your last shot, but this article is so amazing. It captures Bonnie from morning. From waking up till bedtime with Raina, videos.
I don't think
pictures.
You were there that day. That's why you weren't mentioned. Oh, I think you were there that day.
I was mentioned. Yes, I was mentioned in the article.
In the morning part? Where they were describing my morning?
I have nothing to do.
You would like that part because it was just listing. That's like what you love.
Yeah, but no.
You should
I
read
was
that.
Not put in this article.
You were mentioned, but not in great light.
There was a motive. The article is great.
I'm not saying you.
Hold on, I didn't keep you out.
Obviously, I talk about you all the time. And I was talking to my friend, Adrian, who's the writer, who I've known for years.
So have I.
Yes.
I introduced you to her.
And so sometimes it got hard to like think of it as, you know, her and I talk comedy all the time. She's writing a book about comedy. Yeah. She loves talking about comedy. So we're always talking about it. And so sometimes I'm a little too honest.
Well, here's how I look at it.
And so she took one of those quotes where I called you a stage hog.
Yeah, of course. Here's how I look at it. One, this is...
And you know what? I think you should call your next album Stage Hog.
Okay. One, I think the article is great. The writing is great. It captures so much about Bonnie, so many positive things about her writing skills, her comedy, her directing, her being a mom, it captures pretty much her day-to-day life and her struggles and her good points. And, you know, it talks about her TV appearances, talks about, you know, her friends, every possible positive thing that you could put into one article was pretty much there. You cannot read this article and not go, this is a great person, a great writer, a great comic, whatever. Then,
however,
now this is the only resentment I have, but I'm not living in resentment.
No, you're not.
Because I really think it's a great article and I'm really happy for it. I really am. And I think there was a motive. I mean, it was definitely a female motive because there's pictures of Bonnie and Raina, all Bonnie and Raina.
Well, she came with me one night, as she does a lot to do sets when the photographer happened to be also.
And not even a picture of one of my fingers.
I was supposed to call Bennington at 2:30.
Why?
Oh, shit. They're going to call me. I forgot.
Why?
Pass me my phone. I'll just text her and say, can I do it at 3?
What are they calling you for? About the article?
I mean, yeah.
Well, we could put them on speaker.
I'd rather just do it at 3.
So anyhow, you can't, oh my God. You can't just in the middle of
I just remembered. Can we do it?
I could keep doing the podcast alone.
3. No, it's okay. Oh,
so,
they're calling me right now.
Okay.
Let them just
put them on speaker though. Say we're doing a podcast.
Hello?
Put them on speaker.
Hey, so I'm doing the podcast, but we can do it now if that's okay. Well, we're simultaneous.
What time do you want me to call you back?
Either call me back at 3 or we can do it now if they're okay with me simulcasting a podcast about it.
Do you want me to just call you back at 3? I don't think it's a problem.
Okay, sure. See if that's...
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, bye.
Oh, boy. I guess they didn't want to be on our podcast.
Yeah, he was like, no simulcast.
He said no simulcast?
No, he didn't say that, but in his mind, he's like, dude.
I think it would be great to hear his, because he's going to sit and talk about
the
article.
You know what? I'm more real on a podcast than I am on Bennington. So they would hear, like, it would be hard because it would be like, I'd be like, yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. And then here I'm like, I mean.
Well, anyhow, let me get back. So I think, I don't know if there was a motive. I don't know. Oh, who's that?
It's Bennington.
Talk.
Why?
Just talk.
Well, I don't know how without you. See, you don't need to. Just turn your phone off.
Hey, how's it going? We're doing our podcast right now, which is very popular.
It's not popular. The reason.
So. Where was I at? We just paused the podcast, which I don't think we've ever really done in 350
episodes.
You claim
that we can't do it. So
I figured out how to do it.
You did it.
I figured it out how to do it.
Okay.
You hit the pause button.
Great.
I have something caught in my throat.
Do you need some water here?
No, I have my drink right over there on my table that I can't reach. So I think the motive, I mean, besides it being a great article on Bonnie and comedy, I think there was some underlying... Maybe I'm wrong. Some underlying motive.
Are you okay? Take it.
No, I got it. Maybe there was some underlying motive that this is, I mean, it's pro-female, obviously. It's a female writer, female comic, daughter's female.
I can't help that, though.
No,
that's
I know.
Not something like...
I just wanted, I just don't know, like...
But can I just read this whole thing is about you right here?
What?
I mean, it is like...
What, about me in the article?
Yeah, it says, nearly all comedians talk about their personal lives. McFarlane multitasks by braiding her family into her work routines. In 2004, she met her husband, the comedian Rich Voss, on Last Comic Standing, a reality show, before she was booted. They held their wedding party at Caroline's on Broadway. One of the wedding parties. I don't want people to think.
Yeah, not only that, we didn't really meet on the show. We met, I told him because I was on the show. I said we met at the Cellar.
Oh, I just say we met on the show. It gets too complicated. Or I might have said, I don't know what I said.
I told, you know, when I fact checked, I told him.
Oh.
I said, because I was on the show and I met her at the Cellar.
Mm.
But.
Right. You whatever. Convinced me to do the show, but whatever. So then they have tried to sell scripts about their comedy life in a New Jersey condo, which we did sell two scripts.
Two pilots.
And one pilot.
We sold two. We did three pilots.
We made pilots. Yeah. So it's not like, I mean, they just never
picked
up. I guess
up.
That is a failure.
Well,
for
they
a time,
get pilots
they went
made.
On the road as co-headliners, but in
I don't
reality,
remember that.
This meant McFarlane opened and Voss headlined. And you know that's true.
Yeah, but in the beginning, it was. It was in the beginning, it was after Last Comic. In the beginning, when we worked together, it was.
Club owners preferred that he do morning radio, which.
Because I did tons of radio. That's not.
Which further increased his name recognition and cultivated his audience. And McFarlane adds, Rich was a stage hog. He never let me do more than 20 to 25 minutes. There was nothing in it for me. That was my quote.
Yeah, but
that's
that was
me yelling about it on the way to a gig, like not realizing.
But that was
like,
in the
this
beginning.
This goes in an article.
But in the beginning of our relationship, when we worked together, we weren't co-headliners. Towards the end, we were after you got, you know, you started doing.
Yeah, but
TV.
It still never was a co-headline thing.
That's yeah, I why, know.
That's I didn't mind the opening for you in the beginning and stuff because I'd never really been on the road, and so that was a good experience for me. And I learned so much. And you taught me so much.
Yes.
About being.
Yeah,
a
I didn't
good
see
headliner.
That in an article.
I know because
I didn't see that in an article.
But I did. I always tell the story in every interview that I've ever done. No. But that you told me to learn how to do crowd work. And then I had to learn how to do crowd work because you were like, and if you want to survive in front of these audiences, you know, you have to do it, which was such good advice. And then I did become good at crowd work when I wasn't before. Okay, there's more. She used her marriage to better advantage on a joint radio show, My Wife Hates Me, which the couple had from 2014 to 2016 on Sirius XM. It became a podcast, 354 episodes and counting. I did try to tell them many times, even in the fact check, that we had the podcast first. I said yes. It's complicated because it's two different things, but the same name.
Yeah, but how could they not know? We had the podcast first. It doesn't matter. That's all minor
but
stuff.
But Bobby Kelly is going to be upset by that.
Why?
He likes to be the guy that started our podcast because that's actually the true thing that happened.
Yeah, well, they made a mistake.
Right. But Bobby Kelly corrected us once, and I've always say it now the right way.
Yeah, they made a
mistake.
As
he typed it out for me to say. He's tattooed it. On my arm for me.
Well, anyhow, so back to the fact.
Bobby Kelly brought to us the idea of the podcast.
Did you say to her in the article, I learned so much from him when we worked together? Did you say that to Adrian?
Yes. Call Adrian right now and ask her.
No, you didn't. Did you say he told me, he said you should learn how to do crowd work?
I always tell that story.
Do you really think you, I think you're lying right now to my face. I think.
Excuse me. Honestly, excuse me, this was over the course of many, many nights.
Yeah.
One of the nights, in fact.
Did you ever say to her, maybe you should take a picture of my husband? Do you think?
Adrian wasn't the photographer.
Yeah, but.
There was another photographer. They only were together one night that the Adrian and the photographer Brenda were both following me. It was one or the other for every other night.
Like I said, I'm not mad at
but
anything.
You were never, you weren't around. I was just living my real life with slightly more makeup on when I knew the camera was coming. But that was the only difference.
I think it's a great, great article. I do think. A little bit, you might have forgot that I'm part of life.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, they clearly wanted it to be that way.
Yes. Her husband's a stage hog. That's the one thing they write about me. That's pretty fucked up. The one thing after 14 years, all the pilots we've done together, all the fucking shows, the one thing they write, he's a stage hog. All the orgasms, everything in life.
Hey, come on.
Baby, fucking vacations, going to Canada. Everything we've done in 15 years, the one thing, he's a stage hog.
Do you remember when Whitney Cummings went on Joe Rogan's podcast and said there's no funny married women? And then he goes, what about Bonnie McFarlane? And she goes, oh, she opens for her husband.
How? Why would she say that? It's not even, I mean.
I don't know. But then I tweeted her. I go, I don't open for my husband. Gross. And then she never favorited that tweet or acknowledged it or ever spoke to me again.
So, well,
I don't know. I was trying to get the us what? To be negative to her instead of you to be me. Oh,
well, there's no article. I mean, I'm just looking back and Jesus, just the stuff's going out, the fireworks and going, you know, arguments and making up.
Also, it makes me sound like I'm such like her husband wanted a roast. She wrote, directed, starred in, produced, paid for, catered.
Yeah, Jesus. Then the movie didn't even mean her movie, Women Aren't Funny.
No, I don't think it said that.
Yeah, it did.
Wow, that's
what?
You corrected me on that before. I've never made a mistake again.
They did everything in their power and they succeeded to keep me out of this somehow. Because even when Adrian.
Well, my mom said maybe, she goes, I like that it was so female oriented. Yeah. Maybe men will read it and think, oh, I could do better. I go, no, they'll read it and be like, these bitches whining again.
No, here's the thing. When I talked to Adrian, she called me about that quote or whatever.
Yeah.
She goes, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get to interview you or do whatever for this. Oh, you'll be in the book.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's writing a book about.
About who?
Stand up.
The one from with Rick Shapiro?
Whatever. That's how it started, but I think it's.
Oh. A whole book?
Mm-hmm.
And one of so if you look in the index under Stage Hog in her book.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Red Fox.
Mm-hmm. Stage Hog, page 74 and 92. Rich Voss, page 74 and 92.
I introduced you two. I knew her. I introduced you guys.
No, she came to
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam when we were there. You mocked her relentlessly, which I found hilarious. We both were a little bit.
What, that she didn't bring a jacket?
She didn't bring a jacket. We were like, great journalism. Remember? We were like, joking. Well, look, the journalist just showed up in flip-flops. We were pretty mean.
No, we were
kind of. She took it so well that it helped us keep going. I remember.
I remember distinctly feeling
great when we were making fun of her. Like, laughing hard.
I knew her before that.
And then, but we became friends there.
Yeah.
And then.
No, you've done other projects with her.
You would always say to her, like, because she was writing the book for so long that when she'd show up, you'd be like, there's no ink in her pen, everybody.
I never said that to her.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Not to her face.
No. You were just making fun of her behind her back.
Like I would have done anybody.
Right.
I've always respected
her.
She
told me that Doug Stanhope does an impression of her. He put it online or something of her asking a question. And it's so funny to me. I haven't even heard it. I haven't even heard the impression, but she does do many, many half sentences. Like you kind of, the thing about Adrian is that you kind of answering her questions, but you're also asking the questions to yourself because you're like waiting for her to get to the question. So you just end up being like finishing it off for her.
Well, I mean, she's won awards for her writing.
She's proof is in the pudding. She's an artist. She's an amazing writer.
She's great. And I think She's going to be up for award, the new award. I don't know if you know this award. It's called Keeping the Husband Out.
Hey guys, welcome to Keeping the Husband Out Awards. I'm your host, Adrian LeBlanc. Who here has a husband at home? Ha ha, we don't care. That's the last. We're going to talk about them. Let's go, ladies.
And you could tell I'm happy.
I'm happy for you 200 times. Now it's getting to the point where listen, it's like aggressive.
I tweeted it. I put it on Instagram right away.
Yeah.
If this article is about me, because you know I mention you throughout my whole life. That's mm-hmm. all I do because mm-hmm. I think you're genius and brilliant.
Yes.
And you're hot. You got a tight body.
Thank you for not mentioning my face.
Oh, you're cute. I said you're hot. That means your face.
No, I'm not. I know that I'm not, but I'm accepted.
Your face is
I'm
nice.
In a new phase of my life where I can be anything I want to be except young and pretty.
They had a long article on me and the thing about you was she whines and complains a lot. That's it.
Oh, my God. I would lose my mind.
Would you lose your mind?
Listen, honestly.
I'm not mad then? How come I'm not mad?
Can I just say this one thing? I wouldn't be mad at no inclusion. That wouldn't make me mad. I'm not that person. I've never really gotten mad about when you don't include me in things because I feel like you're doing your thing, whatever.
Yeah, there's certain things that you don't include and I don't include you.
Yeah, an article, I wouldn't be mad. I'd be very happy for you to have a great article about you. It obviously is good for both of us. But if the only thing was that she whines and complains, yes, then I'd be upset. I'd be more upset than you are for sure.
How come I'm not? Well, because I mean, I do like spending time on stage. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I think it is true.
I am. I'm not a stage hog.
I'm even surprised I use that term because it's not a term I've ever used before.
You know, yeah, I'm not a stage. I might run the light every now and then because... Just like last night, because
I am a legend. A lot of people should know that.
No, it's not that. I'm good. Last night we did this benefit for Otto, or a memorial. Uh-huh. David Copperfield even Skyped in, you know, because he was a big fan of Otto's. You know, the host barely did comedy. One of JJ's friends. I forget his name. Nice guy. You know, he's a comic, but he didn't do a lot
of... He uses Ken as the host.
Ken didn't know Otto. Ken wasn't friends with Otto. No. This guy was friend... Joe Conte. He was friends with Otto.
Oh, Joe Conte's a comedian. He's funny.
But he didn't do a lot of time up front. Yeah.
I thought it was somebody who wasn't a comedian, and I know Ken was there.
So then Don Jameson went up first, did okay. Then Levy went up. And in 14 minutes said 115 fucks.
Wow.
But the crowd loved them.
Right, of course.
Then they showed a clip of Otto, right?
Uh-huh.
But it lasted about 25 minutes. It was like,
wow.
It was long. That's way too long.
Who chose that clip?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it was just
all. It could have been a 5-minute clip.
All his, you know, all these appearances.
Oh.
Throughout his career.
But not then, edited down? They're all just in... Oh.
Then Florentine went up and brought his kid. And then I went up and closed out the show. Oh, and Vinny. Vinny went up after Jameson. And he didn't go over. He did 15 minutes. He killed Vinny.
Wait, Vinny, that's how you have to describe Vinny now. He didn't go over. Was Vinny... What was Vinny? Didn't go over.
He didn't go
went over a little. Not much. It's all based on how long he goes now.
No, but he killed. He killed. And then...
Did he talk about him when I was at the club?
He goes... he said to me... I go... He goes, Bonnie did great. She had a good time. I go, yeah, except for one show. I said...
Why do you rub it in?
So then he went on and then... So then I went on last, of course. I had to headline it after all of
it. Well, you're a legend.
I'm not a legend.
You're stage Hogwarts Foss.
So I went on and I go, listen, I've known Otto. I've been doing comedy 35 years. I knew him right from the beginning.
Yeah.
I go, we did tons of gigs together. And I go.
You didn't think he was a.
I go, to tell you the
weirdo
truth.
Weirdo for doing a.
I go, to tell you.
Ventriloquist act.
I said to the audience, I go, to tell you the truth, I didn't get it. I thought
you were going to just plow through that joke no matter what question I asked. Okay.
I said, I think he was overrated. That's how
That's
I
your
open.
Favorite thing.
Yeah, with certain people. Thing. I did it with at the Andy Kaufman show twice. And then I went, then I attacked. I said, Don Jameson looks like Keith Urban with AIDS.
That's good. Keith Urban has AIDS.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Psych.
No, you're psych.
You're psych. Uh-oh, wait. Chris, human body.
We got the rolls. We're going to be in the, we just found out. This is, you're hearing this in real time.
Don't say what.
We got it. We both got parts in a movie.
Look at that.
Why don't we say what movie?
Because they wait till, what if we get edited out or cut?
So what?
You don't say it until you do it.
Nah.
You don't jinx it.
We're not playing husband and wife either. Well, we might be. We don't know.
They are going to offer you the roles. I'll be at one day shoot. It'll be a 1 day shoot at scale. I'm writing, we want more. Should I write that?
Say scale times two. Ah, look at us.
I'm going to put we want more.
Yeah. That's cool.
Then All I right. put, that's great. I'll put.
It's going to be a funny movie. Can I say who's the director at least?
No. You're not supposed to do that.
Why? What
do you know? Let me tell you a story. Can I tell you a story?
Sure. And then I gotta go walk Allie and get ready for her.
London Lee was in a Woody Allen movie, had a big role. I think it was the Purple Rose of Cairo. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
No, yeah. Was that it?
Yeah, the Purple Rose. What's one of the movies?
London Lee, who was a comic. He was famous by giving out dollars at his shows. Mm-hmm. He was like some rich Upper West Side. London Lee. He was famous back then.
Okay, you want to say his name one more time? Would that help? London Lee. He was, he would do, London Lee.
London Lee.
He would do a thing that he would, London Lee. Yeah. He was, a lot of people knew him because, London Lee.
So London Lee.
Not Asian, London Lee.
Yep. You ever?
Oh my God, are you going to
You ever right? cough and then get... like saliva up in your nose, like when you're in a pool.
No.
You know, when the pool water goes in your nose and it burns.
Stop. Turn your phone off.
That's let's see what they say. I'll forward everything to Bonnie when I get it.
Oh, because.
Great.
You've accidentally blocked our manager from your email. Okay.
No, anyhow. So listen.
Bless you.
So listen, am I done with what happened? Oh,
come on! I gotta get.
Oh,
ready.
We got 5 minutes. Relax. This is a good podcast. People are learning. Live and learn, and listen.
Oh,
live,
yeah.
Listen and learn.
But no love in your three L's. I like that.
Oh, now I gotta cancel.
Laugh.
I
got about seven L's in mine.
Yeah.
Legs. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Loathe.
I gotta cancel.
I think that's good too. You should loathe.
I got a one nighter that night for like $700. I gotta cancel.
You're not gonna make $700 on
the movie.
On the movie.
Well, how much does a day rate pay? Pays
it's
like six.
$300.
No.
I think so. It's not much.
No. Do we get back end?
No.
Do we?
But I'm gonna do good enough that Me I get too. Asked for another day. They're going to write me in another part.
Me too.
Sure. That's our bet, our side bet. We're just obnoxious on set. Let me live!
Can we, I'd like to, I'm going to go sit in Video Village and look at some.
Yeah, I'm going to start.
Hey, I like
to. I'm going to direct a little. I'm
going to
be like, I know, listen, like, I've been doing a little
after
bit.
After we do one of my takes, I'm going to go, hold on, I'm going to go look at it, and I'm going to go into Video Village and go play that back. That's how they do it. I've worked on so many fucking movies on the other end, you know, sitting next to, I used to sit next to Scott Rudin every day.
You didn't know who he was. Then you called me and said, I go, who are the producers? And you go, Scott Rudin? And I was like, oh my fucking Christ.
And I didn't, I made him laugh so hard.
He's like one of the, supposedly one of the meanest
Not to me.
People
Not
in
to,
Hollywood.
It was nice to us.
That swimming with sharks.
Was based on him.
Are you going to finish everything I say just because you know the answer, you piece of shit?
Yes. I told you swimming with sharks was based on him.
No, you didn't. I told it to you that day that you called me and said, Scott Rudin. How could you have known? You didn't even know who he was. You're like, Scott Rudin. But in my memory, I also taught you all about him.
No.
What are you? Doesn't even fucking make sense. Do a cold case on your own fucking brain. Jesus. A
cold case on your Look who's the stage hog now in this podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, New York Times profile person, Bonnie McFarlane.
So how come I'm not really mad? Because I do, you know why I'm not really mad? Because I do like to be on stage. Because
you guess are a stage hog. You're proud of being a stage hog.
I'm not proud of it. It's not what I wouldn't put it on top of my resume.
What if I'd said I didn't go on the road with him because he was always like never wanted to do enough time. I always had to make up his time.
I would have been fucking
furious.
Yeah, I would have been mad. Because that's not true.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad. I'm a little mad.
You are accepting that it's true that you used to force me off the stage early, right?
No, I didn't. When we got
in a huge fight where I said, I'm never working with you again after that one show because you kept giving me the light at 20 minutes stop.
No,
you were co-headlining. I said, I'll go on second. You were like, no, you got mad. Then I went on. You started giving me the light. I get off. I find out it's only been 20 minutes. I go, what are you doing? You're like, why are you're doing crowd work? I go, I'm not supposed to be fucking off. We had a huge fight in backstage while the comedian was introducing you. I got so mad. All the other comedians that were backstage, remember?
Why would there be other comedians backstage?
I don't know why they were. They were just hanging out. There were some people hanging out that were like,
where was it at? You don't even remember.
They were, because you came off. I was like, you fucking piece of shit. And you were like yelling at me. And then they were just all like, oh, awkward. And then we fought all the way home to the point where I could not speak the next day. My throat hurt so bad.
Well, get out of here.
Yes. Yes. And I remember just being like, why did I marry this piece of shit that he would like, you couldn't see your own narcissism
true.
In that
thing.
There was
no narcissism.
And that's the end of me working with you.
Good.
You're lucky I didn't tell the whole fucking story.
You're lucky I didn't tell the story.
Oh, go ahead. What was the story?
Well, I don't know the story.
Why did I have to get off stage in 20 minutes?
Maybe we weren't billed as co-headliners.
We were. That was a theater where we were billed as co-headliners. And even if we weren't, let me do a 30-minute set.
I let you. I gave you the light at 25 for you to do another five.
No, you were like...
No, I don't have any. See, there's a lie because I wouldn't be carrying a lighter because I didn't smoke.
Not a lighter. I'm doing the phone.
No, you were doing a lighter.
No, I wasn't. That's a phone clicking like that.
And who would sit and harbor that resentment for all these years that, oh, I gave you the light 5 minutes too quick?
It's not 5 minutes. First of all, whatever.
25, you wrap it up at 30.
You would be so, you wouldn't just let me finish.
I let you finish. I thought you didn't see.
Oh, I got to go because they're calling me.
All right. Okay. See you later. Go ahead. Tell them we're fighting.
Hi.
Oh, all right. Listen, Bonnie has to bail out and do an interview. Let's see. What do I have coming up?
Yeah.
This Saturday, the Ridgefield Playhouse, myself, four other comics, and then go to richvoss.com. Read this article in the New York Times. It's great. It's funny. And there you have it. Talk to you later.
She
bye.
Really
thank you.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day.
and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies, at Essentia Health, you're not just a patient. You're a partner in your healthcare journey. We'll get to the heart of your health questions, even the ones you're embarrassed to ask. We'll find solutions to fit your unique needs and lifestyle, because here, we're in it together. Feel confident in your care and in yourself. Schedule a women's health appointment with an Essentia Health provider today. Click the banner to learn more.